and welcome to another edition of Patrolling the Channel, a podcast that we hope will give you, the solution provider, the guidance that you need to help your customers. In recent months, we've seen security companies go through some mergers and acquisitions, and today I wanted to look into how that M&A activity affects a partner. Today on Patrolling the Channel, we have Victor Villegas, Vice President of Business Development and Supplier Alliances at Computer Media Technologies, or CMT, based in Santa Clara, California. And he's a channel professional who has been through quite a few acquisitions himself. Victor, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Victor, as a partner, you work with NetApp, Symantec, and VMware, all companies that have gone through acquisitions. Is it a challenge to maintain multiple relationships being a solution provider?
It is. It is. You know, in sort of a unique a uniqueness, I would say, around CMT is that we carry very little partnerships by choice. We have a server line, security line, or a high availability or storage line. From a security standpoint, we don't carry McAfee or WebSense or anybody else. We carry Symantec, and we invest a lot in that relationship. And same thing with NetApp. We don't carry EMC or HDS or another storage line. We invest heavily in that relationship from a sales, engineering, operations standpoint. We believe that makes us only a better partner to the customer because we live and breathe that particular portfolio. And I would say, you know, we have six traditional strategic technology partnerships today, and we have three non-traditional true data center partnerships today, and that's it. You know, that's all we really focus on.
How about for acquisitions in general? What kinds of preparations do you need to make?
We look at it more as an opportunity. If it's a partner that we already carry that's acquiring another partner that we already carry, it's just for us, it's more about streamlining the operations and the efficiencies within our own organization. But from another standpoint, if it's a current vendor, partner of ours acquiring a technology that we have not traditionally sold in the past, it's slightly a bit more of a challenge to get certified or find out how sort of the lay of the land is going to look like.
What kind of challenges do acquisitions present from a certification perspective?
In our experience, certifications have transferred pretty well. We haven't had really any issues. I would say, for example, probably the most recent one, like you mentioned, was Symantec. When we were working with Bontu, as a good example, when Symantec acquired them, the Bontu products became their own specialization, and we were already qualified for it based on the certifications we already had. So really the only challenges that we ever foresee is time spent and money spent is on the certs. But again, when it's a manufacturer that's acquiring another manufacturer that we already work with, it's almost a benefit to us because we get grandfathered into a much larger program and a much larger focus with a technology we've already been working with.
What are the ways that your team is able to get up to speed on potentially new technologies?
You know, it's typically we work with the vendor to participate in the trainings. As a platinum partner with most of the manufacturers that we work with, we also conduct smaller strategic and technical meetings with our partners when they acquire a new technology or a new manufacturer. For instance, when EMC was buying Data Domain, we weren't particularly an EMC partner, but we were a Data Domain partner. We definitely make sure that we have a sit-down meeting with both manufacturers and understand, you know, what the effect is going to have on us, what the effect is going to have on our customers, and just to really make sure we have the same message, not only internally within CMT, but also externally to our customers and other partners, what we're doing with the manufacturer that's being acquired. Same thing with Symantec. You know, we'll sit down with Symantec either post-announcement or day of announcement or as soon as we can and figure out what's the right game plan.
Where do you need the most assistance from, an acquiring vendor or an acquired vendor?
You know, if we're not already selling the acquired product or the acquired vendor, we want the vendor or partner to help us understand the value prop and how we could expand those offerings. You know, good example, Symantec with PGP. We weren't necessarily a PGP partner, but where we need assistance from Symantec today is understanding what's the value prop of PGP now within sort of the larger Symantec security portfolio and how should we message that to the customer.
And what's the best way to make sure your own support teams have that message?
You know, we we typically rely on our channel management from our vendor partner that's really spearheading the conversations for us and engagements for us. We we'll sit down with channel engineering, channel sales, and make sure that we've got all the answers that we need from a technology standpoint, and then most importantly from a sales standpoint, so we have the right message going out.
To ensure a smooth transition in your own business, what other tasks need to be taken care of that you might not always think about?
We typically like to make sure we understand what the new product procurement process is. For instance, if a manufacturer bought another manufacturer that typically wasn't through distribution and had a direct model, we now have to understand, you know, how do we buy that new product or that new SKU? How is it sold? What's the typical margin around that product? Who's the traditional customer that fits that segment? So we typically ask all the sort of normal, I guess, common sense questions that we need to make sure that we understand from a sales and from an engineering standpoint prior to really engaging and selling that new product that our partner is now incorporated into their portfolio. But we, you know, just like anything, we look at it as picking up a new partner, even though it's a manufacturer that we already carry. If they're investing enough time and money of their own to go out and buy a new partner, then we almost do the same and make sure that we understand soup to nuts everything of that new product that we plan to now carry or sell, to make sure that we know what we're doing, we know how to install it, we know how to pre-sales, we know how to architect, and then ultimately know how to sell and support it.
For a partner, where can acquisitions go wrong?
I would say sort of the most clear answer to that would be if a partner is buying another technology or another manufacturer that was typically direct, and perhaps either they keep that model in place for that new product that's being incorporated. Obviously, us being a channel partner with most of our manufacturers, that's something that we wouldn't want to see, because it just dilutes what we're trying to do with the customer. But I would say, not incorporating that entire product line into a full channel perspective and put it through distribution just as normal as we buy everything else for the most part. But we haven't really encountered that with any of the acquisitions that we've seen yet. In fact, it's only been, I would say, an easier process and more of an efficient way we transact when most of our manufacturers are buying products that are already channel friendly.
Are you ever surprised by an acquisition?
Within the channel, you always hear grumblings about who's buying who. I would say you're never really prepared until you sort of hear the announcement that's official. I think we're not necessarily ever surprised at this day and age. There's so much M&A going on right now, especially in the Valley with consolidation, that it's almost news that I think we look forward to, just from a ease of doing business, a cost of doing business. I would say probably the only one that we were surprised about and were curious to see how sort of the lay of the land was going to take place was when the data domain acquisition was up between NetApp and EMC. We were just sort of sitting back waiting to see what was going to happen. But other than that, it's typical M&A news nowadays. We almost look forward to that, especially if it's a current partner that we do a lot with from a volume standpoint. It only adds more products, more technologies, a fuller security portfolio like Symantec, acquiring recent security lines. It only expands our business within our customer base. And for the customer, now they have fewer manufacturers of technology that they need to deal with.
What lessons have you learned from the various acquisitions you've been through, and what can you tell other partners who may go through a merger or acquisition?
Be patient with the integration and what the layout's going to be like. Learn as much as you can about that new technology, and get invested, whether it's time spent, certification time spent, just overall training spent. Make sure your sales force is trained and take a step back and understand, just because a manufacturer that you carry has purchased another technology doesn't mean that you have to carry it, but definitely find out, is this something that is a good addition to the portfolio we sell today from a solutions provider standpoint? Do we need to now become a networking partner or a security partner, or do we have a customer base that's really looking for that product from us? Are we the right sort of trusted advisor in that space? Do your due diligence, really get trained on that new technology and understand from both those manufacturers that are coming together, you know, where does your product fit? What's the margin to make? What's the type of customer that buys that kind of product? And really get up to speed prior to selling the product or really jumping in without knowing what you're you know, taking on.
Great. Thanks, Victor, for your time.
Absolutely.
This has been another edition of Patrolling the Channel. Send any feedback to editor@searchsecuritychannel.com. Thanks for listening. See you next month.